And I don't think all landlords are terrible people. I just think there's a bad rep for a reason.
People that have got a lot of properties and run it as a business tend to actually be better landlords. So why then should you be able to make decisions on how the country decides to make its moves and where it invests and what it does if you're not invested in the country?
A lot of landlords are trying to be sneaky.
People moan about the rent and say, oh, the landlord charges me too much. You applied.
That's all good and well that you might know some.
I don't know some. I know lots. You know none. And your opinion is based on nothing.
I don't think owning a property gives you any kind of like intelligence benefits.
You know what you should do? You should become a landlord and be a good one. Should you be able to vote if you're not a property owner?
100%, because I feel like most people in the UK aren't property owners. I'm not sure the statistic, but I don't think owning a property gives you any kind of like intelligence benefits. It just means you have enough money to buy a property.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't mean you've got more intelligence necessarily. Yeah. But it does mean you're invested in the country.
I would say just invested in property. Because yeah, there's like other ways to invest in the country, whether that's through service or like community or education.
I know what you mean, but do you think that, let's say you've got a company.
Yeah.
And you work for the company, mm-hmm. but you don't own any shares. Should you be able to make decisions within senior management about where the company goes, the decisions it makes, where all it invests in, if you're not invested in the company?
No.
So why then should you be able to make decisions on how the country decides to make its moves and where it invests and what it does if you're not invested in the country?
You know, you're born into this country and you pay your tax, etc. That's, I think, in my opinion, you're paying your tax, you're contributing to society. That for me is enough for you to be able to vote, because yeah. there are so many different things that will affect you and they've got nothing to do with how much money you've got or whether you own properties or not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you might be poor now, you might be rich in 10 years. If you voted a certain way 10 years ago, it still could affect you in 10 years, you know?
What do you think about landlords, and do you think it's ethical to own multiple properties?
I'm not the biggest fan of landlords, I won't lie. I think there should be a limit, to be honest, on how many properties you could own and then rent out.
Yeah.
And not have as like a personal property.
So do you think it's wrong that I own over 100 houses?
You own over 100 houses across the country?
Yeah.
And you rent them out to people?
Yeah.
Would you say you rent them out at a fair price though?
Yeah, I'd say the market sets the price. Obviously, you know, I'd be ethical and good landlord, make sure the property is well maintained, well kept.
Mm.
I also build houses.
Do you not think 100 is a bit excessive?
Oh no, it's more than 100.
Oh.
But excessive? No, I'm trying to grow it
even bigger.
Yeah.
And you think that's like completely ethical?
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you not think like you might be sort of taking the opportunity away from people who want to maybe buy that place?
A lot of people can't buy at the moment.
Yeah.
Because they haven't got the money. So what I'm doing is I'm providing more rental properties on mm-hmm. the market, which is giving people what they want. Yeah, I mean, in business, it's about finding out what people want and then giving it to them and then getting rich as a result, which is what I do.
I understand that, but I also think that housing is sort of, in my opinion, like a human right. I think you should still obviously pay for it, but I think...
Why do you think it's a human right? Do you not think you have to work to be able to live? Like in the same way you need to be able to work to buy food.
I think obviously there's a cost of living, but I think food is still not the most, you know, outlandish, expensive thing in the world.
It's pretty expensive.
It is,
especially if you've got kids.
Oh no, I know what it is, but I mean, like, it's not like £20 a loaf of bread. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, maybe move to one of my HMOs and live in one at £500 a month, £600 a month, all bills included.
Oh, that's with bills?
Yeah, that's with bills.
Okay, I think that's like fair enough then. I think that's a good enough price.
I'll charge the going rate. If I could charge more, I would charge more.
That's what I mean. You choose not to, but a lot of landlords will charge as high as they can get away with.
Yeah, but if they charge too much, their house will be empty. So the way business works is you charge what people are prepared to pay. These people that are charging too much, guaranteed they've got 27 applications trying to move in. And then people moan about the rent and say, oh, the landlord charges me too much. You applied.
Yeah, but people need places to live.
Yeah, but some people apply for a job and they get the job and then they complain about the wage. You celebrated and popped champagne and then you got the job and now moan about it.
I get that, but I do think a lot of landlords are trying to be sneaky in certain ways. Like, I know some landlords pay the bills and they charge them to the tenants. I think a lot of landlords don't maintain the property. They won't come if there's any issues. And then, you know, there's like that power imbalance where the landlord can just do that. You know, they can just ignore you. If you ignore the landlord, they're probably going to kick you out and they have the right to do that.
Well, that's just treating your customers badly. Because
but a lot of landlords do that.
And that's stupid and wrong and immoral. But I'm not talking about that. The question was, is it immoral to own more than 100 houses? Not is it immoral to be a bad landlord and not fix problems and try and rip people off and charge people direct debits for... That's a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, if you're a good, fair, ethical property investor, is it moral to own more than 100 houses? And I would say, absolutely. As long as you do it with compassion and integrity, I'd say it's absolutely fine.
I think my issue is not that you own like 100 houses or whatever, or someone would. My issue is that most people who would own 100 houses, in my opinion, aren't usually setting fair standards and aren't always being good landlords. Like in my, I've never really had any good landlords in my life, to be honest.
How many landlords do you know that own more than 100 houses?
I don't know.
So how can you say that then?
Because I feel like if...
You feel like you think, but you have never met anybody that owns more than 100 houses.
How many do you know that own over 100 houses?
I know hundreds of people that own hundreds of houses.
And they're all nice to their people.
They're generally good people.
But they're nice to their tenants and they're fair.
They're fair business people.
And so they accept fair prices.
They just charge the market rate, because if they charge too much, then they'd have an empty house, which doesn't make commercial sense.
That's all good and well that you might know some, but I feel
I don't know some.
Yeah.
I know lots. You know none. And your opinion is based on nothing.
And I don't think all landlords are terrible people. I don't. Yeah. I don't think innately being a landlord makes you a bad person.
Yeah.
I just think there's a bad rep for a reason.
There is. I think it's partly because of the media. And I think that they'll say things to antagonize and get people angry because it sells newspapers. I also think the reason that a lot of the landlords that are bad are people that own one or two houses, from my experience, is because they don't really know what they're doing. They're not running an airtight, good business. They don't see their tenants as customers. But people that have got a lot of properties and run it as a business tend to actually be better landlords, from my experience.
I mean, I can see that. I think it's probably the same as if you run a small business versus a bigger business, you're probably tighter on managing standards and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can see the logic there.
You know what you should do?
What should I do?
You should become a landlord and be a good one.
Yeah.
And if you need help, I'll happily teach you and show you the ropes. Really? If you want to start a business, do you think you're better off learning about business at uni? Or potentially coming to someone like me, who runs very successful businesses, makes millions of pounds a year, and learning from somebody independently, do you not think that would be better for someone that wanted to learn about business?
Oh, 100%, yeah. So I enjoyed my degree and I'm glad I did it. But at the same time, I think with most things in life, it's like experience is usually better than theory.
Yeah.
And I think university is quite theory-based. I think education is good for you. It broadens your mindset and exposes you to a lot of different strategies and principles, I guess, that people have and sort of philosophers have about the way businesses run. Because also you might run your business one way. You run property very differently to how you run hospitality, very differently to how you run a restaurant or a catering. Do you know what I mean? So I think getting the broad sense of business as
a
whole.
It has its merit, for sure.
It does have its merit.
It does.
I do think you do need some experience within that. Otherwise, what's the point?
Do you believe that millionaires and billionaires should pay more taxes than they currently do?
Yes, but probably more in the sense that they should actually be paying the correct tax, if that makes sense. I think a lot of people are paying the right tax because, you know, they're kind of hiding money in different ways. And if people paid the correct tax for the money they earn in the millions and thousands, it wouldn't be an issue. But I think if we have to raise how much we tax rich people then to justify that, then I would agree with that.
So maybe you think that they should tighten up on the loopholes to make it less easy to have. 100%,
I think there's too much inheritance stuff going on and bonds and stocks and stuff like that. I think there's too much of that that kind of hides the money.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier. Because again, poor people don't have the option to have shares and stuff like that. I mean, they do, but not in the same capacity.
Yeah.
So it's they're paying the correct tax because it just comes out of the pay slip.
Yeah.
Whereas these rich people, they're just kind of going over the system and then they're complaining about all the poor people and the immigrants and stuff like that. But it's you're not paying the correct tax and that's probably the issue.
I think there is some people that exploit the system and find loopholes.
Yeah.
Everybody should pay their fair share. Do you agree or disagree? If you're poor and live in Britain, it's your fault.
Disagree, I think. I feel like most poor people don't want to be poor. I don't think anyone wants to be poor. And I think a lot of poor people are poor because of the system in place that doesn't allow you to get richer, if that makes sense. You know,
I would agree though that a lot of people are poor because of the system.
Yeah.
What I would argue though is that the opportunities in the UK are very, very good. I've traveled to many countries across the world and I think that it's hard having wealth, it's hard becoming successful and having money. It's tough times, But ultimately, I believe in personal responsibility. And I think that the amount of opportunities that are there, if you work hard and if you strive to be successful, I think that anybody can be. So to say it's not my fault, it's the system's fault, and be a victim.
A lot of people have a lot of dependence on them, whether that's family or children. So, you know, to try and get rid of all that or like ignore that to pursue your own personal growth, to become rich, is quite hard to justify, especially because there's no guarantee that you will become rich. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
And I think it's hard for people, especially if you've got the poor mindset, to see those risks being worthwhile.
Okay. Melvin, real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.